Here's a Srila Prabhupada quote from a morning walk in 1968. Prabhupada giving instruction about chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chant and hear. Pray to Krishna. Please give me strength. Hare, O energy of Krishna. O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualifications. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. How to chant the holy name. Mood, with effort, praying, reaching to receive mercy. Krishna is all powerful, but we don't have strength because our hearts have turned away from him. So these prayers are helping us to again turn our heart and open our hearts to Krishna. I'll end with from Namastakam, Rupa Goswami, one of the prayers. He prays for strength of taste. It's number 6 out of Namastakam. My dear killer of the Aghasura, my dear beloved son of Mother Yashoda, my dear son of Maharaj Nanda, my dear lotus eyed, my dear beloved of the gopis, my dear Lord of Vrindavan, my dear worshipful, merciful Lord, my dear Lord Krishna. O my beloved holy name, in these and your countless other forms, you manifest your transcendental vibration in this world to deliver the conditioned souls from the bondage of repetition of birth and death. In material life, out of your causeless and inconceivable mercy, my dear holy name, may spontaneous attraction for chanting your name increase unlimitedly by your causeless mercy upon me. This is Rupa Goswami. And some commentary given by our acharyas. He chooses Aghasura first. Agha means sin. So Krishna is the killer of the Agha Asura, personified sin. So we call upon Krishna to take away this very, very powerful force that's been acting in our lives since time immemorial, to propel us into wrongful acts and foolish acts and abandonment of the self and what's really wholesome and what our real conviction is. And when Krishna saw the cowherd boys entering into the mouth of the Aghasura demon, he was stunned. He wanted to say, "Stop! Don't go there!" But he didn't speak because they had already entered. And Krishna was feeling, how will they survive without me? Not, you know, Aghasura closes his mouth and they're finished. But their separation from me will be worse than death. His concern, our acharyas describe, was for their feelings for him, their feeling of being separated from him would be too much for them. And that was causing Krishna to be stunned. It was his own internal potency, yogamaya potency acting. So this is maybe another nice thought, along with offering of our feelings of being foolish and misdirected and having misconceptions and complacent and hard of heart, and offering those feelings to Krishna. We've discussed this. But here's another one. Krishna's knowing what is in our heart of hearts, and he wants us to not have that feeling of being separated from him. So in service, one is petition, the prayer to please pick me up from this position. But please give me the courage and the strength to act according to that deepest feeling of being your eternal servant. Making the strongest possible Krishna conscious effort, depending upon Krishna to deliver us.